1450 KBMW.
All right, good morning. It is Friday, the 13th. Name's Dabble. You got to cloudy sky. We're at 18 right now, a little bit of light snow. Got to kick off our talk around this hour with Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services, like we do every Friday. Good morning.
Good morning. You didn't play the spooky music this time.
You want me to?
No. Okay. I didn't realize it was Friday the 13th.
No, I didn't.
And then you said it,
you
and
know,
I was like, wait, no spooky music this
no,
time.
No, and I don't think I played spooky music at all this morning.
No.
You know, on this entire show.
Maybe
so
it's
I'm
because
slipping.
We had a Friday the 13th
that
last
could be.
Month.
And, yeah, and I just don't think it's, yeah,
it.
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
All right, so now you want to do apologize, or you and I have to apologize for kind of like...
It's not an apology. It's
an explanation.
I am holding myself accountable and letting you know I was wrong.
Okay.
It is not spring.
It's not, not yet.
It's not spring
not
yet.
Not yet. But hey, 1 week from today.
Yes.
First day of spring.
Well, and then if you look in the extended forecast again,
mm-hmm.
it looks really good.
Really
like
good.
50s.
Yeah.
So
get through
I mean,
this
let's
weekend.
Get through this weekend. Have our hopefully last dose of winter. Which might be 3 to 5 inches of snow.
Yeah.
Maybe. Hopefully less. I would like less.
Well,
and then
like
the wind's really going to kick up, which, yeah. honestly, it was so windy last night.
It was crazy windy.
Holy buckets.
Yeah.
So it'll be windy again into Saturday night with the snow. Visibilities are going to be reduced overnight. You know, things are going to get dicey. So just if you have travel plans on Saturday late into the evening or early on Sunday morning, just... be prepared for the fact that things could be a little yucky
yeah.
still.
And if you plan on going south, you might want to reconsider because anything south
Correct.
Of us is going to be really nasty.
Correct. It'll be far worse the further south you go.
Yeah.
The further north, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Windy, no big deal, whatever. But the further south you go, the worse it's going to be. So just keep that in mind if you have travel plans over the weekend. Southern Minnesota is not going to be so great. So if you're heading down that way, just plan ahead and plan accordingly.
All right.
Yep.
Now let's talk about this horrible, awful, catastrophic flood forecast that you have here.
That's cute. It's not.
Well, no, I just wanted to kind of spice it up. I mean,
oh,
there's really nothing in it. Nobody's worried about anything, really.
No, it really hasn't changed. We're still in that the 75 to 25% percentile ranges from 10 feet to, you know, 12 feet.
Mm-hmm.
If we hit that, I would be shocked anyways, especially the way that this melt has been happening where we get a little snow. We get a little melt. We get a little snow. We get a little melt. And
oh,
everything seems to be running off.
Hang on. So. It's got to ripen before it melts.
Oh, this stuff is ripe.
Yeah.
I think it's falling ripe from the sky. And the upper layers of the soil have thawed. I think it's down to about 40 centimeters are squishy and spongy.
Really?
Meaning it's absorbing water.
And that's a good thing.
Yep. Yeah. It's an absolute good thing. Well, if you have low spots in your yard, you probably notice that all of a sudden... the water puddles were gone because those upper layers have thawed. Deep soil, still frozen, but it's dry down deep just because we had such a dry November that everything kind of just filtered out, which was good. So there's a lot of capacity if we do end up with some significant weather moving into spring and significant rains. But we'll just have to see what happens. It looks good right now.
Right.
I have no concerns.
I noticed it in our parking lot, okay, which like, last week, it looked like a tractor pull was going on here. I mean, it was a mess.
Yes.
And it was wet and sloppy. Now, not so much. So you're right. Things are starting to thaw out.
Well, it's frozen again, too. That helps.
Yeah. So we got to go through that process.
Right,
again,
exactly.
For crying out loud.
So everything's going to get really sloppy again and then hopefully dry out into next week when we see all those days in the 50s.
Okay.
So we'll just have to stay tuned.
Right. And we'll step back from making any kind of predictions again, you and I. Because we always seem to get into trouble every time we do that.
You know, I'm going to hold to it this time. I think this is it. I think this is the last time.
I hope you're right.
Yep.
I hope you're right. Hey, let's talk archery.
Yes.
Last weekend was busy for you.
Very busy.
Archery
we had our
mom.
Wahpeton tournament.
Yeah.
Went very well. 2 days of archers from all over the region were here. Super fun days. Everybody likes it. And we always like to host our tournament here. And then this weekend, they are in Castleton.
Okay.
So... last tournament before state.
I was going to say, when do they wind up?
Well, okay, here we go. State. State basketball and state archery are both up in Minot the 19th, 20th, 21st. So not this weekend, but the next weekend.
Yeah.
It always storms.
Always. So, yeah, well, you can bet on it.
But I am going to hold to it that this weekend is going to be our last storm, and the next weekend will be beautiful.
Okay.
Is what I'm going to
hope you're right.
To.
No, I hope you're right.
So, yeah, Castleton this weekend. North Dakota State Archery Tournament is next weekend. Minnesota State is right around the corner as well. So, I mean, we'll have to see what happens with the end of the season.
How many Wapton kids? I ask you this every week. How many Wapton kids are shooting?
I think we're in the 70s.
Really?
I think.
That's insane.
Yep.
Because I remember it started very small, and then it's just continued to grow and grow.
Absolutely. Well, and there was a great article in the Daily News about the league celebrating our tournament and some information about that. So I know there was information on there. If you have a child who's interested in joining archery, season starts typically in December. We do sign-ups usually around October.
All right.
So you'd want to get that information on there from that article, and then you can get yourself ready to hopefully shoot next fall.
Fantastic. Scouting, anything new with the scouts?
Scouting for food is this weekend and next weekend.
Yes, I was thinking about that too, because it just seems like every time there's a full weekend with like the scouts, and Make-A-Wish North Dakota's got their thing in Fairmount, and there's Hop Into Spring at the Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
But the scouts are going to be busy in Breckenridge tomorrow.
Yes, in Breckenridge tomorrow. And then the Wapaton scouts will be at Econo next Saturday collecting for our local food pantry.
Sounds good. Brianna Colville, you coming back next week? Tell
Absolutely.
Me yes. Yeah, I can't get my weekend started unless you're in here. Otherwise, everything's just running right off the rails. So thank you. I appreciate you,
Brianna Colville. I appreciate you.
Wilkin County Emergency Services. Talk with Brianna every Friday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW.
Been looking at you from across the room. About time I got my nerve. You might tell me, boy, hell no. But hell, what can it hurt? 'Cause I just wanna spend you.